This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good evening, my friend, and welcome to high school softball coverage here on WSMI FM 106.1, along with Carl DeBar. Tim Mize with you here on this Wednesday evening for 2A regional semifinal softball as the Carletonville Cavaliers set to host the Hillsboro Hilltoppers out here at Loveless Park. The Cavies enter 4-10. Hillsboro is 2-14. And Carl, this is an 8-9 regional game. The winner gets top seeded SHG tomorrow. Congratulations.
What a great deal for whoever wins, isn't it? Yes.
It's a nice prize. These two teams met just about a week ago back on the 25th of May. The game won by Carletonville by the final of, check that, won by Carletonville by the final of 6-0. So, Carl, maybe you can take a little bit from that game because it was so recent.
Well, sure, you can take a little bit from that game, but I believe their Hillsboro pitcher, though, has changed.
That is the big news here. Taylan Smith is in COVID quarantine, so she is not available tonight. She had pitched a bulk of the innings for the Toppers this year.
She had thrown 67 of the innings, so Megan Jordan will come in, and she's only appeared in 9 games this year, but thrown just 25 innings. So not a whole lot of experience for Megan.
We are set to go here from Carletonville as the Toppers will hit first as the visiting team. It'll be Aubrey Evans, Haley Major, and Sophie Blankenship. We'll get you the rest of the particulars here as we move along. The left-hander Katie Sims pumps in strike one. So after Evans, Major, and Blankenship, Summer Smith will clean things up. Megan Jorn is hitting fifth. Aaron Moore hitting sixth. The 0-1 took something off nicely there for Sims, and she's ahead. No balls, two strikes. Allie DeVore will bat seventh. Kennedy Carlock hitting eighth with Maddie White hitting ninth. So Evans, Major, Blankenship, Smith, Jorn, Moore, DeVore, Carlock, and White. As Sims pumps in strike three with a beautiful off-speed delivery, and Aubrey Evans is down on 3 pitches, and that's how we start our ball game.
How about Katie Smith's start? One thing we didn't mention, 46 innings, she has thrown 66 strikeouts, Tim. That's a very good ratio, obviously, over a strikeout per inning, but she has walked 35, so control is an issue.
Haley Major, first ball swinging off the fist right back to the pitcher, and she gloves it, does Sims, for out number 2. So 4 pitches, 2 outs. Ella Walker in left field, Carly Tips in center, Peyton Drew out in right field for the Cavaliers. Alexis Norwood over at third, Morgan Broadus at short. Marilyn Bloom at second with Olivia Coons over at first base. Bella Hanner doing the catching with Sims in the circle. There's an off-speed delivery taken outside for ball one. Sophie Blankenship, just a freshman. She's the backstop for the Toppers. Hillsboro in the orange jerseys. Hillsboro in black lettering across the front. Black pants, orange socks. Another off-speed delivery stays upstairs. 2-0 for the Cavies. They've got the blue jerseys with the red numerals. Gray pants, red socks for Carletonville. Just the lightest of rain falling here at the start of the ballgame. That's fouled away, 2-1 on the third place hitter, Sophie Blankenship. And Carl, it's one of those rains, it's just enough to be a nuisance.
A very nuisance on paper, no doubt about it. Hard to write through that little wet area on the new paper.
But it's certainly not enough of a precipitation that's going to affect anything on the field of play. That stays upstairs, 3-1. Blankenship hitting .357 on the year. Field looks in great shape here at Loveless Park. Of course, the softball team still here at Loveless. Baseball teams move back to the high school. There's a called strike outside corner. 3 balls, 2 strikes as Katie Sims looking for a 1-2-3 top of the first inning. Outfield straight away. Third baseman Norwood a few steps in front of the bag. 3-2 over but low on a 2-out walk. So that'll bring in the Topper cleanup batter, Summer Smith. She's just a sophomore, batting .234 on the year. And, of course, Carl, the last time we saw Hillsboro, it was 2 years ago in the sectional final against Southwestern. That ball laced right center field. It is down. It'll be cut off by the center fielder Tips. Around second, heading to third is Blankenship. She'll get the stop there on the base hit from Summer Smith. Runners at the corners for the Toppers with 2 out. And that will bring in Megan Jorn, the junior. Chance to help herself now. She'll be in the circle for the Toppers when they take the field in the bottom of the first. Hitting .182 on the year. Takes that offering high for ball one. Boy, can it turn just that quick, can it, Carl?
Sure can. 2 quick outs, and then all of a sudden you got first and third, though you still have those 2 outs.
The old 2-out walk. over but low, 2-0. Leadoff walks and two-out walks seem to always start trouble. Blankenship, the runner at third, she walked with two outs. Smith, the runner over at first, she singled with two outs. And Jorn, late on that offering, 2-1. Good placement by Katie Sims there, tied up Megan Jorn. Jorn stands in that right-handed box. Over but low, 3-1. Megan wears batting gloves on both hands, Carl, but the new thing is you don't actually strap the batting gloves.
Doesn't seem like they fit quite right that way.
Maybe you just got to buy a size smaller. That 3-1 pitch taken for a called strike two outside corner. So Sims a strike away from stranding two toppers here and posting the scoreless top of the first. The lefty peers in, has her sign, rocks, fires, fouled away by Jorn. We'll do it again. Nice crowd on hand here today. And, Carl, the crowds, as you can imagine, have been pretty good for the baseball and softball this year.
Yeah, we've really seen good crowds over there. The last few games we've been broadcasting over to Hillsboro, and good crowds on both the girls' and the boys' side.
The 3-2 misses over but low. So after getting the first two on four pitches, a walk, a single, and a walk, and the bases are loaded with two outs, and Aaron Moore, the senior third baseman, strolls to the dish, hitting 270 on the year. She has a chance to put the toppers out early. Right on top of the plate in that right-handed box, chops it foul down the third base line. But if you're going to hit the inside corner against Aaron Moore, you might just hit Aaron Moore. She is right on top of that plate. The one strike pitch, fouled away, nothing and two. Good stroke there for Moore, but she finds herself down. No balls in two strikes. New softball into play here. Out it goes to Katie Sims. Sims takes a stroll behind the rubber. Now back on she goes. The 0-2 upstairs, chopped left side. The third baseman Norwood has it over to first, and the side is retired. So Katie Sims will leave the bases loaded. We've completed a half inning. The toppers don't score. Carthenville coming to bat. Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here at Loveless Park in Carthenville as the toppers strand the bases loaded in the top half of the first inning as we head bottom one here in a scoreless ball game for the Carthenville Cavaliers here in this regional semifinal. Head coach Paige Vineyard's lineup reads like this. Junior Katie Sims will lead things off. Junior Morgan Broadus batting second. Junior Alexis Norwood will hit third. Freshman Olivia Coons is the cleanup batter today. Bella Hanner, the sophomore, will bat fifth. Carly Tips, the freshman, will hit sixth. Lorelei Wofford, the senior, batting seventh. Ella Walker, the junior, hitting eighth. And junior Peyton Drew will bat ninth. Sims, Broadus, Norwood, Kuntz, Hanner, Tips, Wofford, Walker, and Drew. As Megan Jorn's first offering outside for ball one. Defensively for the toppers and their head coach Brett Teakin, Kennedy Carlock in left, Aubrey Evans in center with Maddie White in right field. Aaron Moore's the third baseman, Haley Major at shortstop, Allie DeVore at second with Summer Smith over at first base. Sophie Blankenship behind the plate as she corrals ball two there. That was outside, 2-0 on the Cavvy leadup batter, Katie Sims, and it's Megan Jorn in the circle, Carl, and we mentioned before the start of the ball game that Taylan Smith, the topper's normal pitcher, in COVID quarantine, so unavailable today. The 2-0 for Jorn stays upstairs. It's 3-0.
So Megan Jorn only that 25 and a third innings, and that's in nine appearances. So you kind of break that down. She's more of a relief pitcher for the most part coming in the last inning or two. So this is a tough tour for her.
The left-handed swinging Katie Sims ahead, three balls, no strikes, and takes ball four, a four-pitch walk. And that's how the home half of the first inning gets underway here in this 2A regional semifinal with the winner to get SHG tomorrow. Remember, there are no actual regional hosts here in this COVID season. All the games in the postseason will just simply be played at the site of the better-seeded team. Here's Morgan Broadus. And she takes ball one upstairs. So five straight out of the zone for Megan Jorn. For Broadus, a .289 hitter in her junior campaign. Stands in from the right side. Chokes a little on that bat and takes a called strike one. The center fielder Evans basically straight away, maybe a step on the shortstop side of second. Sims, the runner, over at first. She stays put, and now she takes off, and she will have second on the steal.
I'd say Evans playing shallower than most in center.
Trying to take away that bloop, I guess. And both of these teams have had their struggles offensively this year. The 2-1 upstairs, 3-1. And when you're struggling to score runs, when you load the bases in the first inning, whether there's two outs or not like there was for Hillsborough, boy, you feel like you got to get something out of it.
It was a two-out rally, but fell short of any runs.
Three balls, one strike to Broaddus. She swings away right to the shortstop Major on the fly for out number one. Haley had to move about two steps to her left and back a little bit. Think about Haley Major. She was a standout on that topper team as a sophomore a couple years ago, and they made it all the way to the sectional final. And I'll say it again, it was the juniors last year, the seniors this year, that got the shortest end of the COVID stick. Here's Alexis Norwood squaring, pulling back, and taking strike one. Just that nuisance rain continues to fall here at Loveless Park in Carlinville. You look up and there's just kind of just a little gray cloud just hovering around. That ball's ripped foul down the left field line. Nothing and two on Norwood. The rain starts, it stops, it starts, it stops. Sun comes out, it goes away. Hopefully that won't be the case here for the entirety of this ball game. Jorn's 0-2 pitch ripped. Oh, what a catch by Major. Did she double her off? Oh, she did. It was a line shot to the backhand side of Major. She had to jump. She snagged it, and she caught Sims leaking off second base. Sensational for Haley Major. So the Cavaliers wind up going in order. We've played one inning. Carthenville and Hillsborough, no score. The rain has picked up a little bit here as we head to the top of the second inning. No score. On a great play at the end of that bottom of the first by Haley Major to get the double play and get the toppers back in the dugout. Sims' first offering to Olivia Coons is outside for ball one. Carl, that was just a nice athletic snag for Haley Major out there at shortstop.
It was indeed, and of course turned it into a double play, so best play so far of the game.
Olivia Coons swinging there, fouls off the low offering. One ball, one strike. Field here at Lovelooks looks in really good shape. Of course, it's strange to be playing regionals in June. Outside, 2-1. You know, there's been a lot of weird things about this last year in terms of the high school sports, but this is certainly near the top of the list, not being state tournament week.
Yes, we're a little behind the times of norm, but it's just great they're having it.
Well, we're going to get there. That's exactly right. There will be a state tournament week just a little bit later, but we get to have it. And that is just wonderful. You can find our broadcast schedule for the week at WSMIRadio.com. There's a swing and a miss as Coons now facing a full count, three balls, two strikes. The broadcast schedule always subject to change, so we'll probably have some more games in there on Friday that just aren't official yet. The 3-2, that is inside for ball four. That was a tough take. No, he called it strike three. I thought he called the ball four at first, Carlos. Strike three looking, and Olivia Coons is down on strikes. I thought it looked like an awfully good pitch.
And it was.
And it was. Here's Bella Handel, the young sophomore. First ball swinging, rips it foul off the fencing in front of the Cavalier dugout down the third baseline. Carthenville 4-10 on the year, Hillsborough 2-14. But Carl, this has been, and it's been, I think, the case for every sport this year. The records don't mean a whole heck of a lot. They really don't. You never know what teams have been dealing with in terms of the quarantines and the different protocols, and the scheduling is different this year too. In the dirt, back to the screen it goes. One ball, one strike.
And we've seen a couple teams just start to play a lot better baseball. I think the Hillsborough boys were under 500, and then they got over pretty much by the end of the year. So they're on an uptick, and a lot of teams can be that way too. Fairly close to a mediocre record, but they've been playing better ball.
That is a dead ball as that tailed inside and caught Bella Hanner. A glancing blow, says the guy who didn't get hit with the softball. Sun trying to come out as the rain continues to fall. And I say rain, but I mean it is just the lightest possible precip you could have to still classify it as rain.
I'll get about an inch and 24 straight hours of it, maybe. No, it wouldn't even make that. No, not enough.
Here's Carly Tips. And I was on the wrong side of my ledger, Carl. That's terrible. So Allie DeVore struck out. Kennedy Carlock was just hit by a pitch. All sorts of rookie mistakes up in here. That is taken outside to the ninth place hitter, Maddie White. So Allie DeVore led the inning off. She was called out on strikes looking. Kennedy Carlock was just hit by the pitch. She's over at first with one out. That's a called strike into Maddie White. Two balls, one strike on the ninth place hitter for the Hilltoppers. Helps to flip the scorebook over, Carl, and have the right team up. It's useful. There's a swing and a miss. Nice pitch there from Katie Sims.
Changes her speeds well, don't she, Tim?
Keeps them off balance. One ball, two strikes to Maddie White, hitting 250 on the year. The lefty misses. Three balls, two strikes on Maddie White. Aubrey Evans, the topper leadoff batter, waiting on deck. White in the back of that right-handed box, the 3-2, slash foul, right side. We'll do it again. Hillsborough loaded the bases in the first inning on a pair of walks and a base hit, all coming with two outs. But Sims was able to get Aaron Moore to bounce out to third to end the threat. The 3-2, hit on the line, the shortstop. Broadus has it, her throwback to first. Not in time, I think it clipped the runner. Her throwback to first base, but a nice move. Morgan Broadus moving to her left up the middle to snag that line drive.
Almost had our second double play of the game, Tim, but the runner protected herself by blocking the throw to first.
Kennedy Carlock's having a rough sequence, Carl. She got hit by a pitch to get on base, and then she gets hit by a throw diving back into first base.
And that throw definitely hit her flush, too.
Yes, it did.
There was no glancing blow there.
Nice play by Broadus. So we've seen each shortstop make a nice play in a line drive. That ball hit, backhanded, nope, onto the glove of Broadus into left field. That'll be an E6. What do you think, Carl?
Oh, I was going hit.
You going hit?
All right. I just didn't think she could get her glove down. And when you're trying to backhand something and the ball stays down, there's not much you can do.
A hit it is. I always defer to Carl for the official scoring. Here's Haley Major inside ball one. And this is the exact person the Toppers want at the plate in this type of spot, Carl. Two on, two out, and you got your best hitter at the dish right now. Haley Major, a 370 batter on the year, takes a called strike one, evens it up, one ball, one strike. Haley stands in strong in that right-handed box. She pulls that foul down the third baseline. One ball, two strikes. So Sims has Major set up here, ahead in the count, one and two. It's always a strange feeling, Carl, when it's raining and the sun's out. You never know how to react, really.
If it was still raining, it was so sunny.
There's a little bit of moisture falling, but not much. Here's the 1-2. That ball is lifted to the second baseman, Bloom, and she gloves it in her tracks, and the side is retired. So the Toppers strand two. They've left five through an inning and a half as we go bottom two, Hillsborough and Carthenville, no score. Back here at Loveless Park in Carthenville for this 2A softball regional semifinal, Carthenville and Hillsborough, no scores. We go bottom two. Cavvy send up 4, 5, and 6, Olivia Coons, Bella Hanner, and Carly Tips. And I got my score sheet flipped over this time, Carlos. So Coons, a freshman, hitting 297 on the year, will lead things off here for Carthenville in the home half of inning number two. Megan Jorn back to work, faced a minimum in that first. First ball swinging is Coons. She lifts that into right center field, and it drops for a base hit. Hit it where they ain't. And that's what Coons did right there, dropped right in front of the center fielder Evans and the right fielder White. Kind of off the end of the bat.
I think they both were thinking, you got it. It was one of those two.
I guess that's better than the I got it, I got it, I got it. You take it. Here's Jorn's first offering to Bella Hanner. Misses outside for ball one. So a double play into the Carlin DeVille threat in the first. They have their leadoff batter aboard here in the second in a scoreless regional semifinal. Jorn's offering, swing and a miss there. Nice pitch on the inside. Tied up. Bella Hanner, the young sophomore, hitting 306 on the campaign. Only two. Actually, one senior in the starting lineup as that floats in for a called strike two. Yeah, two freshmen, a sophomore, series of juniors, and one senior in the starting lineup for Carlinville. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Stays upstairs, 2-2. The runner over at first is Kuhn. She singled to start the frame. As Megan Jorn back onto the rubber. That ball fouled off to the right side. New softball out to Megan. Stays in the circle, goes behind the rubber. Collects her thoughts. She rubs that ball against her right pant leg. She's onto the rubber now. Rocks, fires, swing and a miss, struck her out. The runner on her way to second, jogging down. Boy, she could have been thrown out right there, Carl.
She gets there, though, and I guess that's all that matters, but it seemed like she was not really hurrying on that.
It seemed to me like she was going to second, thinking there couldn't be a player, and like it was a dead ball. As the third strike was dropped momentarily by Blankenship, the batter was automatically out with the runner at first, as that is to the back screen. Kuhns is going to take third.
Well, Cavaliers get their first runner to third base.
They'll have two chances to get her in here. Carly Tipps at the plate. The freshman center fielder hitting 262 on the year, ahead on the count, one ball, no strikes. Jorn's offering, ripped the third baseman. Moore has it, looks the runner back, not long enough. Kuhns coming home, and she is safe. Nice base running, Olivia Kuhns. Moore looked her back, Carl, but as soon as she turned her attention back to first, Kuhns took off.
Timed it right.
And in softball, you can only look her back so long before the runner at first is going to be safe.
Yeah, you do not have extra time.
An RBI ground out for the freshman, Carly Tipps, puts the Cavaliers out in front 1-0. And that'll bring in Lorelei Wofford, the senior designated player for the Cavaliers. As Jorn's first offering to Lorelei is outside for ball one. Hope you've enjoyed our postseason coverage tonight here on FM 106.1. We'll have Gillespie at Southwestern softball for you tomorrow. 7 o'clock broadcast time here on FM 106.1. As there's a swing and a miss. Wofford out in front of that. And Carl, that should be a heck of a ball game tomorrow with Gillespie and Southwestern. They just played not that long ago for the conference title, won by the Miners.
They've had quite a few over the decades.
Oh, they have. That ball ripped on a line past Aaron Moore at third base. And by the time Aaron reacted, that ball was whizzing past her head.
See, that one doesn't take too much to say it's a hit.
That's a hit. That's a hit in any league in the world right there. So one run home, one runner on, two out, and Ella Walker steps in, the junior left fielder for the Cavaliers. Ella, not wearing any batting gloves, stands in from the right side. Jorn's pitch to her. Hit on the ground. The third baseman, Moore, has it. On to first. Out. And the side is retired, but not before Carlinville strikes first. An RBI ground out courtesy of Carly Tipps. We've completed two innings here in this 2A softball regional semifinal. Carlinville jumps out in front. They lead Hillsborough 1-0. We go top three. Carlinville leading Hillsborough 1-0 on the RBI ground out from Carly Tipps. Hillsborough left the bases loaded in the top of the first, stranded two more runners in the second as they bat here in the third. It'll be the middle of the order, 3, 4, and 5. Sophie Blankenship, Summer Smith, Megan Jorn, if anybody can reach. Aaron Moore, Sims' first offering, rides high to Blankenship.
Kay Sims has struck out two, walked two, and hit a batter. Free passes have been her enemy, looks like, for most of the year, as she has walked 35.
The 1-0 hit on the ground, foul past third, one ball, one strike.
And that's in 46 innings, Tim. So, pushing very close. I mean, not there, but almost a walk per inning.
Hard to put up zeros.
Yeah.
Walk on one an inning.
The good thing, see, they can strike them out too, though.
The equalizer. That ball slashed right field and foul. One ball, two strikes on Blankenship. Sophie walked back in the first. She ended up stranded at third. The sun is out right now here at Loveless Park. At the moment, Carl, beautiful day.
And it's not raining either. I mean, we've had the sun out, but it was still raining.
Here's the 1-2, some Sims. The Blankenship swing and a miss. Sophie went up out of the zone there, and she is down on strikes here to start the third. That will bring in Summer Smith, the topper cleanup batter, just a sophomore, hitting .234 on the year. Stands tall in that right-handed box and takes a called strike one. The one strike pitch is hit on a soft line right up the middle over the second base bag for a one-out base hit for Summer Smith. Just had enough steam to get its way through the infield. That'll bring in Megan Jorn. She walked back in the first inning. That loaded the bases for Aaron Moore, and she would bounce out to third to end the threat. Jorn takes ball one upstairs. They checked on the runner over there at first. Summer Smith was back in standing. Bella Hanner flashes the signs for Katie Sims. The lefty winds, fires, upstairs, just missed ball two. Katie Sims back behind the rubber, kind of collects her thoughts here. She thought she had strike one on that offering. The 2-0, that is a called strike inside corner. She had a little extra mustard on that one.
Katie does change her speeds on quite a few of her pitches per batter.
It's about the best skill a pitcher can have to me. That is outside. Jordan was able to check her swing there. Three balls, one strike. Well, if you're Megan Jordan, you're looking for something to drive now. Ahead in the count, three balls, one strike. Runner at first, one out. Upstairs, and a walk. Second walk of the day issued to Megan Jordan.
Third of the game.
Sims walked two in the first, stranded them both. She now has runners at first and second. One out, and Aaron Moore at the plate. She had the bases loaded when she hit in the first. Now she has runners at first and second, batting in the third, and that floats in for a called strike one. Aaron Moore looking for something to drive here to get the toppers on the board. Over but low. One ball, one strike. Hoppers have had base runners, multiple base runners, every inning. Outside, two balls, one strike. Carlinville won the regular season matchup last Monday, 6-0. They lead 1-0 here today. That ball is fouled. It was inside, and Moore actually had to move her feet back towards away from the plate to make contact with that ball.
Like I say, she's 3 inches from the plate with her feet.
She could not be any closer and still be in the box. Fouled straight back. Fence worked there. Saw a little flinch from Carlos.
Yeah. Didn't know how old this fence was. Hasn't tested out yet this year.
Beautiful park out here at Loveless. Soccer fields, all sorts of ball diamonds. That ball hit past Sims. The shortstop, Broadus, has it. Low throw picked out of there by the first baseman, Coons. And Moore is retired 6-3. Both runners move up to second and third, and they are there now with two outs. And it'll be up to Allie DeVore. She struck out looking back in the second. Big spot here for the toppers.
Hillsboro, Allie playing Carlinville for the second
time in as many weeks. They have yet to Here's the first offering to DeVore. First ball swinging, hit on a soft line, a dive to the second baseman. Get it? Oh, she did. Marilyn Bloom, a nice diving catch coming in towards home plate, and she just got it before it hit the dirt, and that saves a run for the Toppers. So two more Toppers are stranded. We go bottom three. Carlton DeVille leads Hillsborough 1-0. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar, back here at Loveless Park in Carlton DeVille for this 2A softball regional semifinal between Carlton DeVille and Hillsborough. Cavies leading 1-0. Winner gets SHG, the top seed, tomorrow. Peyton Drew is in the top of the order for the Cavies, Katie Sims and Morgan Broadus, as Peyton stands in from the right side. Jordan's first offering, swing and a miss. Out in front that time was Peyton Drew.
Yeah, Megan just for one strikeout, but she has not walked a batter.
0-1 inside corner called strike two. That pitch just floated up there, but Drew couldn't pull the trigger. Good placement from Megan Jorn. Megan way ahead here, 0-2. Took something off. Drew just got a piece to stay alive. More softball for you tomorrow night on the radio, and it's a good one. Gillespie at Southwestern will have the broadcast at 7 o'clock tomorrow night here on FM 106.1 and online at WSMIRadio.com. The 0-2, swing and a miss, struck her out, and Drew is down on strikes. Carl, we had some technical issues at the radio station today, so our original plan had to be shifted. We were planning on this ball game being live on AM 1540, 106.9 and 92.9 in front of the Cardinal game tonight, but some technical issues changed things around. So we're coming to you here on FM 106.1. That offering floats in to Katie Sims for a called strike one. Hope you enjoyed Litchfield-Auburn baseball earlier tonight. So we're bringing you softball now from Loveless Park in Carletonville. Katie Sims walked back in the first, and she was doubled off second to end the first. Pops that up on the infield. The third baseman, Moore, makes the catch in foul territory, and Sims is retired. Two quick outs. We're going to bring in Morgan Broadus. She popped out to the shortstop. Healy Major back in the first. Broadus 0-for-1 on the day. Bats with the bases clear and two outs. Inside, blocked nicely there by Blankenship. 1-0, Carlton DeVille with the lead. It was an RBI ground out from Carly Tips. If Broadus can extend the inning, Alexis Norwood will bat here in the home half for the third. The 1-0 misses upstairs, 2-0. Drew struck out, Sims popped out to third. Now brought us ahead in the count. Two balls, no strikes. Over but low, ball three. Norwood waiting. She is the cabbie that lined into that double play. Back in the first inning on a great play by Haley Major. The 3-0 from Jorn to Broadus. Taking all the way in for a called strike one. The 3-1 pitch, headed home, upstairs and wide, ball four to Morgan Broadus. So a two-out walk will get Alexis Norwood to the plate here. She's 0-for-1 today, getting lined in that double play. One of the hardest hit balls we've seen today came off the bat of Alexis Norwood in the first inning. Open stance. Girl, she just looks like a hitter.
Sometimes the harder they hit them, the more out you get.
That's true. Misses upstairs, ball one. Well, everybody knows that it's not how hard you hit it, it's where you hit it.
Yeah, she put that between short and third, and it would have screamed one hop to the outfielder.
1-0 pitch, ripped
just like that
on a line into left field, just like Carl said. That's a clean base hit. Broadus will stop at second on the two-out single from Norwood. It just hit just as hard as their first inning ball.
It did have to hop twice, but more on the line there. I would have, if the fielder was there, they would have had to catch a waist high. That ball was not hit up very high.
In steps Olivia Coons. She singled and scored the game's only run. Her single led off that second inning. She's first ball swinging, puts it right side under the glove of DeFore. Here comes Broaddus around third, play at the plate, and she is out. She should be. Are they going to call her safe for blocking the plate? But she never got to the plate.
Throw.
She never got to the plate. The throw beat her. The plate was blocked by Blankenship. She never touched the plate, but I think the umpire is calling interference, I guess. But, Carl, the ball was coming, and she just went up the line to field the ball. I don't understand that call. Teakins out to get an explanation. He don't like it, and I don't blame him. I'm a bit confused by that. So that will be an RBI and a base hit for Olivia Coons. Broaddus scores. She was out. She never got to the plate, but the umpire, I guess, called interference.
Well, calling the plate being blocked basically by the catcher.
But she was coming up to get the ball. Here's Bella Hanner now. She takes ball one. Coons wound up at second on the throw. So two runs home here for Carthenville. One in the inning. As Hanner rips that into center field. Late break, but the catch is made by Aubrey Evans off of her shoe tops, and the side is retired. We've completed three here at Loveless Park in Carthenville. The Cavvies lead Hillsboro 2-0. We go top four, Carthenville leading Hillsboro 2-0 on the run in that last inning scored on an obstruction call at home plate. The right fielder came up fire, and that was Maddie White. She made a nice throw, but they got Blankenship for blocking the plate before the ball arrived. So Sims back to work with a 2-0 lead here as Kennedy Carlock, Maddie White top of the order, and Aubrey Evans. Carlock quickly down, no balls, two strikes. Carl, that type of obstruction call, that's a tough call to make. It's bang, bang pretty much every time.
Yeah, you're never going to have a nice easy one,
no.
I don't think, unless the catcher just takes the player out and doesn't have the ball at all. But
strike three called as Carlock couldn't pull the trigger. She's down on strikes for out number one here in the fourth inning.
Your umbrella is trying to get away.
It is trying to get away. He's got nowhere to go.
Picked up a little breeze, which is nice. Warmed up a little.
Sims first offering to White in the dirt for ball one. Maddie lined out to shortstop her first plate appearance, so she's 0 out of 1. That's with the bases clear, one out. A 2-0 Carthenville lead. Upstairs, 2-0. So Carthenville has scored a run on an RBI groundout and on an obstruction call. Inside corner called, strike one, 2-1 on Maddie White.
That, though, will be an RBI.
Yes. Swing and a miss there as White was late on the 2-1 offering. Two balls, two strikes. Sims seems to be settling in. She's had a lot of base runners in this ball game, but she stranded them all. She has stranded seven toppers through three innings. The 2-2 over but low, ball three.
It's living in the danger zone, though, wouldn't you say, Tim?
Kind of feels like John Gant with the Cardinals.
Boy,
all sorts of base runners, but
loves to put them on the base.
That misses outside, ball four. So Sims walks the ninth place hitter, Maddie White, and that'll turn the lineup over for the toppers and freshman Aubrey Evans coming to the plate. She's a 283 batter. She made a nice catch there at the end of that last half inning. Evans' first ball swinging. That is just foul past third base. No argument from Brett Teakin, coaching down there at third. And, Carl, I saw chalk fly in front of the bag, but that
yes,
don't matter. That don't matter.
Well, you can't get much closer than that.
No.
Being fair or foul ball.
Evans was aggressive on that first ball. The 0-1 pitch. She chops it to the third baseman, Norwood, to second out, and that's all they'll get. So a nice play by Alexis Norwood to cut down the lead runner at second. Evans is aboard on the fielder's choice.
In fact, with a long throw, Tim, I'm not sure she gets at first.
Yeah.
So it's Speedy a smart. Evans. And you always want that out at second anyway.
So here's Haley Major. She's 0 for 2 today. Misses outside. Evans on the move, and she has second base stolen. Bit of an awkward head first slide, but she got there, Carl.
She had no obstruction, but she stopped about like the same as at the home plate. It hit the dirt and didn't move another inch.
Here's Major in the dirt, blocked nicely there by Bella Hanner. Two balls, no strikes on Haley Major. Haley has popped out to the pitcher, popped out to the second baseman. The 2-0, upper part of the zone called, strike one, 2-1. Haley obviously had the green light there, but on 2-0, that's not the pitch she wanted to take a hack at. She chokes up just a little bit on her bat. The 2-1 hit to the third baseman. Norwood knocks it down, and it's going to roll away, and everybody is going to be safe. She had that inner glove, but she kind of flipped her wrist, Carl, and when she did that, the ball came out. Rolled about 10 feet in front of her. I'll call that a base hit. Yes?
I was going there on that.
All right.
So she kind of threw it away herself. I mean, she had the play at first.
I'm basically like.
And had it in the glove. And I think if she doesn't just. Well, yeah, she tried to flip up her glove and she threw the ball away from her glove. So
I'm like George Costanza. Every instinct I have is wrong.
Yeah.
Whatever I say, just do the opposite. Here's Sophie Blankenship. First ball swinging into foul territory. Olivia Coons over to squeeze it in foul territory. And Blankenship is retired. And the Toppers will strand two more runners as we go bottom four here at Carthenville. The Cavvies lead Hillsboro 2-0. We go bottom four here at Loveless Park in Carthenville. The Cavaliers leading Hillsboro 2-0. This is an 8-9 regional game here, quarterfinal, with the winner getting SHG on Thursday. Carly Tipps, Lorelei Wofford, and Ella Walker for the Cavvies here, as Tipps comes up empty on that first swing. Carly drove in the game's first run with an RBI ground out to third. She bats leading off the fourth inning now. The one strike pitch from Jorn to Tipps, swing and a miss. Had Carly out in front, quickly nothing and two.
Megan Jorn's changeup has been her pitch. Actually started most of the batters off with a changeup.
She's had a lot of swings out in front, too. That ball ripped into right field. It'll be played on a bounce by the right fielder, Maddie White, and Tipps is aboard with the base hit. And Carly, I just noted Carly, her front foot, she has her front foot literally pointed all the way back towards the catcher. Not sure how her foot can bend that way. She laced that into right field for a clean base hit. Here's Lorelei Wofford now. She singled back in the second. She takes ball one upstairs. Wofford a 147 hitter on the regular year, but everything starts over, Carl. She's batting 1,000 now. Opening game of the postseason here. Ripped left field. That is over the head of Carlock. It will one-hop the fence. Tipps to third. She will get the wave. We will have a play at the plate. No. RBI double, Lorelei Wofford. That ball was smacked.
And she's an RBI leader, too. Forget that 140-whatever average of regular season. Playoff records is what counts.
She's ripped it twice as Lorelei. She's 2 for 2 today, single, double, 2 RBI. Check that, just 1 RBI there, 3-0. Got 2 bases, 1 RBI. Sophie Blankenship out, and the ability of a catcher, Carl, to lighten the mood. I don't know what she said, but it put a smile on Macon Jordan's face and gave her a chuckle as well. So well done, Sophie. And the ability of the catcher, Carl, to just kind of unwind things. Let's see. We will get Emma Gons as the pinch hitter here. She's batting here for Ella Walker. Runner out at second, that's Wofford. Here's Gons. She chops it, third base. Moore has it, bobbled it, and everybody's safe. So Gons is aboard on an E5. And nobody out in the inning. A single started by Tips, an RBI double from Wofford. And now Emma Gons, the pinch hitter, reaches on an error. Wofford stayed put at second. This will be Peyton Drew now. Peyton 0 for 1 today. First and second are the Cavalier runners, and Drew takes a called strike one. Bottom four, 3-0. Cavies with the lead. Single tallies in the second, third, and in the fourth, but they're looking for more here in inning number four. The one strike pitch, late swing by Drew, just got a piece, fouled it back. 0-2. Drew decided late, Carl, there, that she wanted to offer at that pitch. Now she's regretting that decision, kind of just shaking her head like, why did I do that? 0-2 on the ninth place hitter, Peyton Drew, swinging a miss, struck her out. Jorn took something off that, it wound up low and inside.
Third strikeout for Jorn and comes at a key time for her.
First out of the inning as the top of the order comes up now for the Cavaliers, Katie Sims and Morgan Broaddus. Sims today 0-1, walk in the first, popped out to the third baseman. Back in the third, on the left side, Sims, first ball, swinging, line drive into right field. Wofford will stop at third, and oh, Carl Hillsborough cut that throw. They might have had an out at second.
Could have had the force. I was a little surprised it was taking her so long to get down there. Maybe she thought the ball might be caught and not get a good jump.
I think that's exactly what happened there. She froze to make sure it wasn't caught by the second baseman on the line. Now the bases are loaded for Morgan Broaddus. She has popped out to short and walked and scored today and takes a called strike one. It was a late cut. I think that was Allie DeVore, the second baseman, who cut it, and she was only about 3 feet from the bag.
Probably assumed she was already on the bag and just make the play. But, yeah, I think it would have gone to the second baseman for a force.
Broaddus takes that offering outside, one ball, one strike. This becomes a huge spot in this ball game. Carlinville already leading 3-0. Bases loaded, one out, heart of the order at the plate now for the Cavaliers. Here's Broaddus. Takes low for ball two. No place to put her. Wofford's the runner over third. She has an RBI double in the inning. Emma Gans, the pinch hitter, reached on an error. She's at second. Katie Sims, the leadoff batter, just laced the ball into right field. Here's Broaddus. Hits it on the ground. The shortstop major has it. She will come home and safe. The throw was low. Blankenship couldn't dig it out. She had a call, but it came out at the last second.
Yeah, she just had to hang on to the ball, Tim, for the force, but the ball came out of the mitt. Costs the Toppers another run here.
The throw for Major was a little bit low in the left-handed batter's box, but she was deep in the hole on that grounder she fielded, and Blankenship just couldn't glove it. She had it for a moment. So two runs home in the inning. Bases are still loaded, only one out. And Alexis Norwood, she's hit the ball hard twice today. First ball swinging, rips it right field. The right fielder White broke in, needed to go back. It's over her head. It will go to the wall. One run is in. Here comes another. And here comes the third run. Chugging is Broaddus, and she will score standing up. A bases-clearing three-run triple for Alexis Norwood.
Well, you said it. She's hit the ball the hardest of anyone, and she just did a bases-clearing triple to give the Cavs a huge lead in this ball game.
Boy, and Maddie White did not get a good break on that ball, Carl.
No.
She came in, and her first step was in.
It was a hit at her, and how many times you see when that ball is hit almost at the outfielder, they do not field or see which way it's going, short or deep.
Hard to judge. First ball swinging. That ball is lifted by Coons, caught by the center fielder Evans, and tagging from third and scoring is Norwood.
A very productive out. Cavaliers keep adding on to the lead.
A six-run fourth inning. The Toppers, remember, they had the bases loaded in the first inning, didn't score. Carlinville, they cashed their bases loaded opportunity here in the fourth. Here's Bella Hanner. Ninth Cavie to bat here in the inning. First ball swinging, rips it on the line into left field for a base hit. And Carly Tips, who started this whole thing, she will bat again here. Second AB in the fourth.
Well, Megan Jordan likes that all speed stuff, Tim, and, you know, the second time that these batters get to see it, I think they're getting a lot more better looks at it.
They're keeping their hands back a little bit, aren't they? Starting to drive it a little bit more. So Carly bats for the second time this inning, takes a called strike, and that's always a good feeling. It's a lot better feeling, Carl, when you didn't make an out the first time in the inning, because you never want to make two outs in the same inning. But Carly got it all started with her base hit. Hit right back to the pitcher. Jorn has it on to first, and the side is retired, but not before Carthenville gets six runs. We've completed four innings here in this regional quarterfinal. Carthenville leads Hillsboro 8-0. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Loveless Park in Carthenville. We go top five of the softball regional quarterfinal in Carthenville leading Hillsboro 8-0. It'll be Summer Smith, Megan Jorn, Aaron Moore, 4, 5, and 6 as Smith first ball swinging, fouls it out of play. Summer's 2 for 2 today, a pair of singles.
Kay Smith, 4 strikeouts, 4 walks, and a hit batsman.
She has left 9 toppers stranded. Ball fouled at the plate, 0-2 on Summer Smith. Hillsboro had the bases loaded in the first, did not score. Had runners at first and second in the second, did not score. Wound up with runners at second and third in the third, did not score. And then first and second in the fourth, did not score. As that rides upstairs, ball 1-2.
And she's basically not doing the true baseball God's things when she allows all these walks, and she gets out of it.
She gets out of it. That ball hit on a line into right field for Summer Smith, her third hit of the day. That was a line shot right past the first baseman, Olivia Coons. So Smith's 3 singles out of that cleanup spot for the topper. She's just a sophomore. In steps Megan Jorn. She has walked twice today. But for Hillsbury, you'd just like to get something on the board this inning. There's a called strike. Carthenville won the regular season matchup back on May 25th, 6-0. So Hillsboro looking for their first run this year against the Cavvies. Upstairs, 1 ball, 1 strike. After Jorn, it'll be Aaron Moore, then Allie DeVore. Katie Sims brings home the 1-1, inside 2-1. Lead off runner aboard here for the toppers, the 2-1, low 3-1. Jorn way ahead here, 3 balls, 1 strike. Sims offering, headed home, way upstairs, hits the backstop on the fly, and ball 4 to Megan Jorn. If Bob Uecker were here, Carlos, we know what he would say.
Just a bit outside.
Just a bit.
Fifth walk for Katie.
Well, 2 more runners here for the toppers. Can Sims work on her magic act again and make them disappear? Here's Aaron Moore. She's 0 for 2 today. Pops it up. First ball swinging. Foul territory. The third baseman, Norwood, gloves it for a big first out.
Of course, her first 3, she did that after she got the first 2 outs. This time there was no one out, but now there is.
We're going to bring in Allie DeVore. She's 0 for 2 today. She struck out looking in the second. Popped out to the second baseman. That ended the third. Can Sims do it again? She has left 9 toppers on base through 4. That misses upstairs for ball 1. 2 more Hillsboro runners aboard here in the top half of the 5th inning after that big bottom of the 4th that saw Carthenville plate 6 runs. Swing and a miss there. She had DeVore out in front of that off-speed delivery. 1-1. The lefty Katie Sims working on the shutout here, top of the 5th inning. Softball regional quarter. Lined right to the first baseman. Coons steps in the bag, and the side is retired. And, Carl, there's nothing that the runner, Megan Jordan, could do about that at first base.
Nothing whatsoever. Just lined perfectly to the first baseman on the bag.
So, 1 more topper is stranded. We go bottom 5 here at Carthenville. The Cavvies lead Hillsboro 8-0. We go bottom 5 here in this regional quarterfinal at Carthenville. The Cavaliers lead Hillsboro 8-0. And for Carletonville, 7-8-9, Lorelei Walford, Ella Walker, and Peyton Drew. Cavies need two runs for the short game victory. Walford's 2-for-2 today, singled in the second, a double and RBI run scored back in the fourth. She hits leading off the fifth, takes ball one inside. Tough spot for the Toppers and Megan Jorn today. Taylor Smith, the Hillsboro Normal pitcher, in COVID quarantine, so she's unavailable.
When you see where Megan was more of that two-inning, maybe three-inning pitcher, and where you don't see, the batters don't see you more than once. So that's a factor for her.
And really up and, you know, before that last inning, there really wasn't a whole lot of hard contact consistently against her, but Cronville got her timed up a little bit in that last half inning. That misses outside, two balls, one strike on Lorelei Walford. Two balls, one strike. Jorn's offering to Walford. Popped up, will it stay in play? The first baseman giving a look, Smith, and she can't get it. And then she winds up sliding on her knees and came up about 6 inches from one of the poles here on the backstop. That could have ended badly.
That could have been bad. I'm glad to see that it dropped in time because, yeah, you don't want to see her.
She was coming hard for that ball.
Head into a pole.
She got the face mask on, but that wasn't going to help her in that spot. Two balls, two strikes. Golfed left field down for a base hit. Lorelei's third hit of the day.
What'd you say her average was?
It was 147 coming into the day.
I'd say that's a 1,000 batter in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
RBI machine, too.
And a run scored. So Ella Walker represents the winning run now. Actually, check that. Emma Gans represents the winning run. She pinch hit for Ella back in the fourth. Reached on an error, scored a run. First ball swinging, pops it up on the infield. The third baseman Moore charging, makes the catch in fair territory for out number one. We're going to bring in Peyton Drew. Check that. We're going to get a pinch hitter for Peyton Drew here. And that will be Jenna Beck. So Jenna Beck will pinch hit here in the fifth inning. So Jenna bats from the right side with Walford, the runner, over at first. An 8-0 Carletonville lead. They got one in the second, one in the third, six in the fourth. Inside, ball one. Winner gets SHG tomorrow in the semifinals. North Mac will play New Berlin tomorrow. North Mac will host. That'll be a regional semifinal game in the same regional as Carletonville, Hillsboro, and Griffin. Misses outside 2-0.
Pretty good regional, wouldn't you say?
I would say so. 2-0. Low, ball three. Anytime you wind up with a private school in your regional, you're always left scratching your head a little bit, like, oh boy. The luck of the draw, as we always say. Low, and that is ball four to Jenna Beck. So Walford up to second, Beck down to first, top of the order now, and Katie Sims. She's one out of two today with a walk, single and a run scored back in the fourth. Maybe Katie says, you know what, I don't feel like pitching anymore.
She's it in it.
Just ended right now.
Doesn't even have to take it out of the ballpark. Just got to get that double to triple that'll bring home two.
Sims hitting from the left side. First offering from Jorn outside in the right-handed box for ball one.
I haven't seen much on the home run in this year, Tim, from going back from past years. Bit even girls and the boys both.
Upstairs, 2-0. And you know, Carl, maybe I don't think that's a big surprise with basically having a year off of live pitching.
Year off, and what have we seen on a lot of these teams? Sophomore freshmen.
Yeah. Right.
A lot of sophomore freshmen. So they're not the home run hitting type yet.
The 2-0 swing and a miss. Swims was going for it all right there, 2-1.
That was your game-ending swing.
That was.
Just didn't get the ball, though.
That's exactly right. 2-1. Stepped out of the box, I bet she'll shorten that swing up now, though. She took her crack. Ahead, two balls, no strikes. Outside, 3-1. That scoots past Blankenship to the backstop. And there was nothing Sophie could do about that one. That hit way out in front of the plate. Bounced over her shoulder.
Now it doesn't take that extra base hit anymore necessarily.
Beck's the runner out at second. She represents the winning run. 8-0 Carthenville, bottom five here at Loveless Park. The 3-1 to Sims. She lifts it into right field. Maddie White makes the catch. Wofford tagging at third. The throw is up the line. Lorelei slides in safely, and Beck moves up to third. So a sack fly for Katie Sims is the second out of the inning. Wofford comes across, makes it 9-0, and Beck is up to third. So now, pass ball, wild pitch. Could send the Cavies off to SHG for a date tomorrow in the semifinals.
Lots of ways from third to score.
Morgan Broaddus will be the batter. She is 0 for 2 today, popped out to the shortstop, walked and scored in the third, reached in the fielder's choice and scored in the fourth. Winning run down there at third base. Broaddus, first ball swinging, lifts it into left center field. That is down for a base hit, and the Cavaliers are going to win it 10-0 here today. The RBI base hit from Morgan Broaddus. First pitch swinging, Carl, and she wasn't waiting around.
Wasn't waiting around. Let's give her the double. She was on her way there before they threw the ball in. So
10-0, Carthenville wins it here today. A 6-run fourth inning proves to be the big difference in the ball game as the Cavies beat Hillsboro in 5, 10-0, and Carthenville will now face top-seeded SHG in the regional semifinals tomorrow. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up from Loveless Park in Carthenville following these messages on WSMI. Carthenville beats Hillsboro here in the regional quarterfinals in this softball regional complex. 10-0 the final. 10 runs, 11 hits for Carthenville. No runs, 3 hits. The Toppers left 10 on base here today, Carl. And Hillsboro loaded the bases in the first inning, could not score, and that wound up being the theme as Katie Sims able to strand 10 Toppers today.
10 Toppers in just 5 innings, Tim. Yeah, she, like I say, she breaks the baseball gods rules when you walk leadoff people, when you walk someone with two outs for no reason, you know, you walk the ninth place hitter. She did all these things, but got out of every jam.
And two nice plays by her first baseman.
Two nice plays by her first baseman. Her shortstop almost made a double play, but a great leaping catch. And truthfully, solid defense on both sides, I would say, from Hillsboro and Carthenville. We had just, I believe, one error on the Cavaliers and just one on the Toppers.
Carthenville got single runs in the second and the third, and then the fourth inning wound up being the big difference in this ball game as they played 6 runs as the inning started with the base hit by Carly Tipps. She scored on a double by Lorelei Wofford. Emma Gans then reached on an error. A strikeout of Jenna Beck was the first out of the inning. Top of the order, Katie Sims would follow with a base hit. Morgan Broaddus would reach on a fielder's choice. That loaded the bases. And then Alex Norwood emptied the bases with a 3-run triple. She would score on a sacrifice fly by Olivia Coons. And it wound up being a 6-run fourth inning. And it's a 10-0 win for Carthenville. As on the day, Lorelei Wofford goes 3-for-3 in RBI, a couple of runs scored. Alexis Norwood, 2-for-3, a triple in 3 RBI. And that really was the big blow of the game.
Those two really did a little offensive display, didn't they? And, I like that one shot in the outfield. I knew that one wasn't going to be caught, and that was the triple that brought in the 3 and really probably the biggest dagger of one bat in this game.
So for Hillsboro, their season will come to a close at 2-15. For Carthenville, they are now 5-10 on the year. They will be at SHG tomorrow. We'll have more softball on the radio tomorrow. It'll be a heck of a regional semifinal. Gillespie will be at Southwestern. Carl and I will have the broadcast 7 o'clock tomorrow night here on FM 106.1 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Check the broadcast schedule at WSMIRadio.com. Carl, final thoughts here. It was a day where Katie Sims pitched herself into trouble, but then pitched herself right out of it.
The best I've seen at this year, wouldn't you say? I mean, we've seen a walk just end up being a 3-4-run game because they walked someone they shouldn't have walked. Katie outdid herself. She only struck out 4, which she was below her normal strikeout total. She strikes out normally over 1 per inning. She ends up with 70 strikeouts on the year and 40 walks. So the walks don't bother her. It's one of those deals. Obviously, all year she's walked, and she still has a 3.44 ERA. So you know, she has been used to walking people and getting around that problem.
Called pitching, isn't it?
It is.
So Carlinville wins it here today over Hillsborough, 10-0. Thanks to Jennifer Graham, she produced tonight's action here on WUSMI FM 106.1. Thanks, of course, to our wonderful softball and baseball sponsors. Without them, none of our broadcasts are possible. Please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast throughout the year, because without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Station. It's your final one more time from Loveless Park in Carlinville. The Cavvies beat Hillsborough 10-0 as Carlinville off to SHG for a softball regional semifinal tomorrow. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. We say good night from Carlinville.